The Muslim ban, deporting bad hombres, ending DACA, these actions by the administration of President Trump are all getting major headlines. But the ACLU of Illinois says the Trump administration is affecting civil rights in quieter ways as well. Ed Yonke is the communication director for the ACLU of Illinois. He's in Bloomington Normal for a couple of appearances, including one at the Normal Public Library this evening at 7:15. Yonke says the erosion of rights is concerning to the ACLU.
One of the things that we're seeing is sort of reversals of long-term policies by the Justice Department or approaches by the Justice Department that really sort of quietly send a signal that populations and people who, you know, were getting protection and treatment by the Justice Department are going away. Three quick examples. The first is that the Department of Justice has completely reversed its policies in terms of overseeing, supervising, and seeking to reform state and local police agencies. So the Chicago Police Department in January, the Obama Justice Department issues a scathing 100-plus page report on practices within that Justice Department that would normally lead to a consent decree, federal court oversight, and reform of the department. And the Sessions Justice Department says simply, we don't want to do that. So the problems persist in terms of the police department, and there is no activity from the federal government in terms of doing that work.
At least in that case, though, is there the possibility that enough sunshine has been shown on that particular problem that some of those reforms can go forward? Has there been enough buy-in from the city of Chicago and the police administration to at least make a stab at reforming the culture?
No. The problems of the Chicago Police Department have been generations in the making, and they will have to be they are not the kinds of things going to be resolved by short-term political solutions. That's one of the reasons that actually in the light of the Department of Justice not playing its traditional role, we've actually sued the Chicago Police Department seeking a consent decree and federal court oversight to do exactly what it is that the DOJ should do. The problem is that it's much harder as an individual organization.
You got to prove standing.
You have to prove standing. You have to, you know, you have to get the department and the city to agree to a consent decree. And then, of course, you have to have the staying power and the resources to oversee that decree over many years, which is a challenge in and of itself. I obviously I feel that the ACLU will still be there in 20 years to be able to do that. And so I think we're the right organization to do it, but it's a difficult task.
And it takes resources that could be better be spent or could be spent elsewhere.
It could be spent elsewhere. That, you know, there you could simply be monitoring what the Justice Department is doing as opposed to having to do it yourself. So it does. Here's another place where there's been quiet, I think, changes in this administration that are problematic, although in both these cases, happily, not directly in Illinois. The first is that the department has reversed a policy that under the Obama Justice Department, where they were challenging the implementation of so-called voter ID laws. These laws have been found, frankly, to be discriminatory in their application and frankly, don't really root out any kind of voter fraud. The department has reversed position and says they actually favor the implementation of voter ID laws. And we've seen recently the department reverse the Obama administration's position and argue in federal court that an employer ought to be able to fire someone simply because they're gay or lesbian. And so what we're seeing is that whereas the Department of Justice had been a protector of many of these groups or in many of these places, that it's now actually being used as sort of a cudgel to defend those who would want to discriminate against them. And I think, you know, in all of the focus on each and every tweet, in all of the focus on, you know, the day in and day out, who's the latest spat with or what's the latest comment or, you know, who's in or who's out at the White House. I think those are the things which have really been lost.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with the communications director for the ACLU of Illinois, Ed Yonka. So what's to be done?
I think that, like everything else, the solution to this is really comes from within. It comes from within ourselves. I think it's really about people saying that, A, they want different policies, and, B, that they have an expectation for different norms. So it's about people really paying attention to these smaller issues that don't always get, you know, the wall-to-wall cable television coverage. It's about people asking elected officials what they think about these issues. You know, I've been saying to people, we've actually been traveling around the state over the last several weeks, and one of the things that I say to people all the time when they ask me what they should do is there should never be an event or a meeting or a radio show or a teletown hall meeting that a member of Congress has in which someone doesn't ask them, what are you doing to protect voting rights? What are you doing to protect immigrants and newcomers and asylum seekers? What are you doing to protect LGBT populations across Illinois and across the country? The fact of the matter is that most of this is being done in policy from the Justice Department or executive orders. And the fact of the matter is that we ought to be demanding that Congress look at these things, provide some oversight as to why they're being done in this way, and then reverse them even legislatively wherever appropriate. But I think it all begins with people sort of paying attention to these issues and continuing to talk about them.
Let's move to immigration. The number of immigrants arrested in Bloomington Normal for various offenses over the first 9 months of this year is lower.
Right.
Than last year.
Right.
The number of people taken from the McLean County Jail by Immigration and Customs Enforcement is higher than last year. So a significant percentage increase, although the overall numbers are relatively low.
Right.
What are you seeing in enforcement?
Yeah. So we're seeing, I think, a couple of different things that are, I think, reflective of the broader kind of harsh immigration policies that we see from the administration. The first is, in terms of enforcement, there is essentially been a kind of a not really a loosening of not loosening of priorities, but essentially an absolute elimination of any priority as to who's being targeted for enforcement. So over the last several years, in the past couple of administrations, there were people, some of whom had an order of deportation levied against them 20 years ago, but who have been fighting that, who are contributing members of the society, who, you know, live with their families, work every day. And during this time, they have been reporting regularly to immigration officials and, you know, saying where they are. They come back in. Their proceedings have been delayed as they've sought relief in other ways from the order of deportation.
And they were low-level offenses.
They were very low-level offenses, mostly just being present without documentation, not people who have committed crimes or anything of that nature. So what we're seeing across the country is when those people come and do their usual regular check-in that they have done, you know, every 6 months or every 9 months or every year for the last several years, they're now being taken into custody and put into deportation instantaneously.
Ed Yonka is the communication director for the ACLU of Illinois. He says ICE has grabbed so many people for deportation, they're now exploring private detention center options in northern Illinois and are also using the Kankakee County Jail to hold detainees. Yonka's talk tonight is at 7:15 at the Normal Public Library. The ACLU is also planning a town hall meeting at the Chateau November 29th.